Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday night. Friday night, July the 10th, 2026, 18 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and we actually have a guest coming up here momentarily. So if everybody can hold the line for just 1 second, I think this is going to be something everybody will be highly interested in. And then we will get back to what we were talking about before the break. But we do have a guest calling in momentarily, so just give me a second, and we'll do that bit of business, and then we'll come back to what we were doing before that. It's an historic day here in Ohio, if you didn't know. Did you know that, Matt?
Oh, I did, yes.
It is historic, and we're going to have history here momentarily before we get back to our game of trivia. Maybe. We'll see how this all works out. You never know.
I think it'll go good.
It looked good a few minutes ago, but you never know. We're hopeful.
Hope springs eternal.
We're hopeful. 19 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. And as I say, hey, there's another trivia question for you. Why is today historic in Ohio? You're going to find out momentarily here. And we also have Trish out there who's interested in the trivia question we've got going. And we'll get back to that momentarily. But, okay, go ahead, caller.
Keeps hanging up on me, Scott, but I'm glad the phones are working now.
Yeah, we got a guest coming here, Adam.
This doesn't meet all the qualifications, but my thought is Abe Vigoda and Fish, but that's probably wrong.
Yep, not Fish. Keep thinking. I got a guest coming up here, so I'm...
Okay.
But we'll have time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, not Fish and Abe Vigoda.
Is Fish the show spelled like P-H-I-S-H?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was called F-I-S-H, I think.
I don't know.
That didn't last very long either.
Maybe I was just thinking of, like, phishing scams.
But we have something big coming up here. So I think we've got Trish now involved in this. We've got Lee involved in this. We've got Adam involved in this. The sitcom that was more popular, the spinoff, I guess I should say, the spinoff that was more popular than the original show. That's what we're discussing here. As many of you know today, it was an historic day in Ohio broadcasting, to be sure, because one of our favorite Columbus, Ohio television anchors is celebrating 46 years at their station. 46 years at their station. Can you imagine that? And he joins us tonight for a few minutes to reflect back on his 46-year, very, very successful career. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones the legendary Ben Gelber. Ben, happy anniversary.
Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. What's it like 46 years? Does it feel like 46 years?
No, of course not. It doesn't feel nearly as long, but I guess the numbers are what they are. So a lot has changed in 46 years in terms of news and broadcasting weather, but time flies, as they say, and that certainly applies here.
What is the biggest change you have seen in 46 years?
Well, for me, it's technology, number one. I can do much more, considering that I started at the tail end of the magic marker era with magnetic symbols and plexiglass and cameras shooting maps on an easel. And I saw the very beginning, shortly after I started, of chroma key, which is now a given, essentially walking in front of a green wall, and the camera sees the graphics by replacing that color green, and all of that, of course, fed through the system. But, you know, I think that's the main thing. But with the technology, particularly Doppler radar, I always reference, comes a better understanding, I believe, of the nature of storms, because we can peer inside. Perhaps more importantly, in terms of our viewers, is early warnings and more accurate warnings, timely alerts, and those, you know, all of that, of course, again, tied into both technology and also education. We, you know, have a whole field of meteorology. It's called mesoscale meteorology, which is the smaller scale, not the smallest, which is actually micrometeorology when you get down to soil temperatures and so on. But the smaller scale events where we were trying to look at storms through essentially almost like a World War II era radar system when I started, black and white radar without animation, and you could barely tell intensity, certainly couldn't tell which way the winds were blowing inside the storm, which obviously is critical for things like rotation, for example. But we're, you know, light years from when I started in 1980, and my first broadcast was this weekend, Saturday night, the second weekend in July. And kind of unexpected, I was supposed to be in a training mode, and of course, as luck would have it, we had a thunderstorm warning, which came across on a teletype, no computers as we know it, certainly not personal computers. And the executive producer and news director said, "You've got to go on," even though I planned to just, you know, draw them, prepare the maps and a script on a carbon copy for the evening news anchor on that Saturday night. So I quickly, of course, I did have my jacket and tie with me, but very nerve-wracking. And then when I got off the set, walked back into the newsroom, news director called and said, "Training period is over, everything was great," and that was that. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to be thrown in the fire, so to speak, and just give it to you. But I was extremely nervous. And I, yeah, it was one of the more challenging things I had to deal with in the world of broadcast when I first started 46 years ago this weekend.
You know, Ben, you have been at Channel 4 for some of the greats, greats still there, like Colleen Marshall, but you were there when people like Jim Ganahl and Jimmy Crum and Doug Adair were there. What are your memories of that group of people who sadly are no longer with us?
Yeah, it's difficult because you're in the same building and you kind of see them when you sit down, you can hear them. You know, some of the news anchors and weather people who I worked with over decades and who sadly, you know, we've lost. But yeah, it's almost like they don't really, certainly in my mind, go away in the sense that I can still, you know, remember, you know, maybe a comment or either on air or off air. Certainly Jim Ganahl, who I worked with for 36 years, who essentially played a role in hiring me. And, you know, we were close, and we obviously worked in the same office together up until about 2016 or so. And, yeah, it's, as I said, I remember everyone fondly. It's difficult, though, because you realize you've lost, you know, some superb and long-time and loved anchor people, as we call them in the business. But, you know, I saw them as people. You know, we all, you know, grew up together. Everybody knew what everybody's kids were up to. You know, there's a lot of conversations that go on both in the newsroom and during commercial breaks. And I mean, you're friends as well as colleagues.
Ben, this weekend you're celebrating 46 years at Channel 4. How long are you going to keep on keeping on?
I have no idea. So I just get up every day, and if it's a work day, I go to work. And yeah, I certainly love what I do. You know, weather's a hobby; it has been that way since I was a little kid. And, you know, the field is, the broadcast field is pretty dynamic, and obviously, you know, I have to keep up with technology and all of that. You know, obviously, I have, you know, to be honest, it gets a little harder as I approach 70 years of age here this fall. So it's hard to maintain, I think, the energy, you know, that is required in broadcast meteorology. Folks may see you for a few minutes on the air, but realize you're working 8, 10, 12-hour days or longer when there's severe weather, and they may only see you, you know, for several minutes here and then several minutes there. But there are a lot of newscasts, in addition to web and radio and a streaming channel, to cover. And, you know, there's some pressure, obviously, that goes with the territory when you have severe weather and you work many extra hours and sometimes, as I have many a night, babysitting radar just in case a warning pops and we have to run a crawl or worse if there's a tornado warning and do a cut-in. So I think, you know, realistically, you know, I'll take this age 1 year at a time.
Would you like to hit 50 years at Channel 4?
I've thought about that. I'd like to. I also, you know, I'm a realist with, you know, in terms of things like health and family. You know, there are all kinds of considerations and things that are unforeseen. So, you know, I don't want to get too hung up on numbers. You know, that's certainly, I think, a worthy goal. But, you know, obviously, you know, your health comes first, and you want to make sure that your, you know, your performance is commensurate with, you know, requirements. So, as I said, you know, I love what I do, and we'll keep on going and see how it goes.
Ben, certainly not far off. Just a couple more quick questions. In the last 46 years, what is the weather event that sticks out in your mind most?
Well, it seems like every so many years there's another one. Everything from an April blizzard in 1987, where I did a live shot at the OSU golf course and could barely see the camera in front of me, to covering incredible series of tornado warnings on February 28th, pre-dawn, including ultimately 5 touchdowns in Franklin County, which was a record, and the first time I saw a debris signature in Franklin County. And I mean, I've only seen a handful of those, indicating not just a Doppler-worn tornado, but a clear-cut tornado on the ground, which was scary given the population. And for that matter, a Memorial Day night tornado outbreak in 2019, when, you know, the Dayton area sadly was devastated. We didn't know how strong the storms would be as they came east, but we were on the air for about 4.5 hours continuously with tornado warnings until the storms exited our southeastern counties, which was Athens County, because, you know, we have a broad area that we cover, including Marion and Hardin counties to the northwest and all the way down to Pike County and so on. So, for each weather event, a hailstorm Easter Sunday 2003 that I'd never witnessed before in my life, large hail, it cut up the siding and screens on our house in Hilliard. Just, you know, so it's a long list probably. And I should add, one of the most enjoyable aspects of my work is visiting schools during the course of the year and, you know, giving weather presentations, community talks. I'm an adjunct at Ohio State. I've taught at Columbus State. So it's not about TV. It's really about the community and even the Marion County Fair and all of the events when we have time that we have the opportunity to meet folks and, you know, and hear their concerns or just chat about the weather. It all works out very well.
Absolutely. 2 quick questions here, Ben. 46 years in front of the camera, we all have them in broadcasting. What's the moment, if you could throw the tape out, you would? Well, what's the most embarrassing moment in 46 years?
The one that was frustrating was when I didn't realize, and it happens to all of us, the weather was coming up sooner than I thought. I think I went out, either I swung by the newsroom or went out to get a drink of water and realized through an earpiece that I had to get back to the set. And, you know, in racing back to the set, I also didn't realize that I was slightly out of breath. So there was some labored breathing, for the first 30 seconds to a minute. And, you know, you just at that point, it's just so, you know, you're embarrassed. There's nothing much you can do about it. You know, you catch your breath eventually, but, yeah, it's imagine doing a bit of a jog, and then you don't realize that there's not quite enough oxygen to talk the way you talk in broadcasting. So, I mean, those are, and, you know, just about everybody's had one of those moments. That's forgettable. I haven't had any situations where, the broadcast itself, or at least, whether it's a forecast or presentation, obviously there's some forecasts you'd like to have back over the years. I mean, everybody feels that way. But, you know, weather is very complex, so we don't get too upset at ourselves. Things change, and I've noticed that everyone is very nice and understanding about it, even in this age of social media. As long as you're doing your best and making the best forecast that you can with the information you have, that's the best we can do. As someone, great scientist once said, predicting the future is difficult. So, other than that, fortunately, nothing major or catastrophic on the air. Just again, sounding a little bit winded for the beginning of the broadcast. And as a perfectionist, you hate to have something like that happen.
And final question here, Ben. 46 years in front of the camera, still going strong. How do you want to be remembered when you do have that final broadcast?
I think just someone who cares deeply about the weather and the community, and the two go hand in hand, because you're communicating with the public, and that whether it's hoping to keep folks out of harm's way to just providing some fun science education, just like the folks at COSI do on a daily basis. So I think that, and secondly, and maybe most importantly, being a good family man, and again, your coworkers and community are also part of your bigger family, so that you're there, a good listener, and make sure that you're kind to everyone. And I think, you know, that's how ultimately I think we are judged, more so than any kind of necessary direct achievement. You know, I just completed a weather history book on the Mid-Atlantic and Upper Ohio Valley. So hopefully I'm leaving a little body of historical weather knowledge, that being great storms, cold waves, heat waves, discussion on climate, for, you know, future generations, as that book now sits in bookstores or libraries. And lastly, I developed a music program, a community music program, where we perform for a wide range of audiences, ranging from college students to seniors. And here again, I think it's, if I can be part of a program that brings pleasure to others, that's what it's all about, I think. And we have a unique opportunity in our job, or in our lives to do that. I think it's very important to follow through on that.
Well, Ben, I would have to say I've been around a while now in broadcasting, and your kindnesses to me over the years have been tremendous. You've always come on when I've asked you to come on in a storm situation or a weather situation, even when you're strapped for time. You come on during these anniversaries on very short notice. A few years ago when we celebrated the anniversary of the mighty Ben Gelber, you came on, talked about that. You've always been great to me. And as they say in broadcasting, longevity is no mistake. And certainly 46 years is no mistake. Nobody better than NBC4's Ben Gelber. Ben, thank you so much and happy anniversary.
Thank you, Scott. And to all, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. As they say, the mighty Ben Gelber. Now, in honor of Ben's 46 years, well, of course, we must play it now. The mighty Ben Gelber from WNCI. Here we go.
The expectation was high for the Eagles reunion tour. Lines were long for the world premiere of Disney's The Lion King.
But they pale in comparison to the hype and hysteria caused by the upcoming broadcast premiere of the music video about our weathercasting icon, Ben Gelber.
That's right. And now with the creative expertise of WNCI's Morning Zoo and Channel 4 producers Dave Love, Dean Kruger, Rick Green, Andy Banks, and Kim Stickler, here come the Ben Gelber. Sign in, mystery caller.
Yes, my name is Ben Gelber, and I'd like to request a song about a short weather dude with dark, wavy hair. Would that be possible?
Hit it.
Here come the Ben Gelber. He's a weather forecaster. His hair is a disaster. Gotta love him for that. News for with the guy Mac, get a forecast high. Anybody want the deal? Gonna mess with the seal. His barber must be kind, because he's surely blind, giving his hair a whirl in a DQ swirl. Here come the Ben Gelber. His chair is a...
Just hold on there. Not another disaster. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Not gonna do it.
Gotta love him for that. He's written well the books. And you know, if brains were looks, chicks would be killed in time, just waiting in line. We couldn't rap at all about our Jim Ganol. Even though we tried, we couldn't make his name rhyme with the mighty Ben Gelber. He's the tiny forecaster. He needs a step ladder. Reach the top of the map. Here come the Ben Gelber. He's the weather forecaster. Excuse me, Mr. Cabaret. Let him do the forecast. Here come the Ben Gelber. And the barometric pressure. He got the current lower temperature. Gotta love him for that.
Well, that's a classic. Ben Gelber, 46 years at Channel 4. How about that?
I think that's probably one of my favorite songs.
And on the show tonight, Ben Gelber.
Oh,
thank you, Ben.
It's good stuff.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You never know who's going to stumble on this program.
Well, I mean, I you know, I was I didn't know that Ben Gelber was coming on until, like, you know,
he called
about 5 minutes before he came on.
I'm tired. That's how you book him here. He really is a nice man, though. I mean, he has if there's a weather situation, I say, Ben, and I know he's busy. I know he's got television hits to make, and I'll say, okay, I can get 5 minutes in right here, and I say, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, no, Ben's great. You know, I think I've met Ben twice now. Ben's a nice fellow.
He's an interesting man. Interesting man.
You know, I don't know. The first time I met Ben, I remember we were talking... talking about the weather, and because we were on air, he was talking about the weather, and then we got off of air, and then he just continued to talk about the weather, and I was like, you know, I respect it. The weatherman threw him.
Oh, he loves to talk about the weather.
I heard that. Yeah, on the phone, he said that you know, he loves his job, and he's been interested in the weather since he's been a kid. So
I bet he gets
good
50.
For him. I bet he's loving life.
I bet you he gets 50.
Oh yeah, I would imagine so.
All right, does anybody have the answer? What spinoff was more popular than the original sitcom, or show, I should say? Both were one-word titles. Does anybody have the answer? 740-383-9944. Good stuff there. The one and only Ben Gelber.
I've watched a lot of old movies.
Oh, you know what? We never played the 227 theme. I was going to do that earlier. We ran out of time. This is the 227 theme. Marla Gibbs sings it. Marla Gibbs also sings my theme, by the way. Thank you very much. The Exchange Club theme, which I wrote. I wrote a song that Marla Gibbs sang.
Isn't that nice?
I really... I should be in some Hall of Fame. All right, here we go. 227.
No place like home. With your family around you, you're never alone. When you know that you love, you don't need to roam. Cause there's no place like home. Times are changing every day. But we won't get by with those same old ways. Pulling together, we'll make it right. With help from our friends, I know we can find. Cause there's no place like home. With your family around you, you're never alone. When you know that you love, you don't need to roam. Cause there ain't
Snowflake Child.
Good theme.
I think so.
The 227 theme.
She's a good singer.
She is. I'm glad they got her to do that theme.
Is Marla Gibbs the one who had her own show, but then like she wanted to sing her own theme song, but then they didn't have her sing the theme song and they picked somebody else to sing it?
No, that was Vicki Lawrence on Mama's Family. No, there was no theme song. She wrote the words, and they decided not to use the words and just use the melody.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought you had mentioned somebody wanting to sing their theme song, but then they were like, no, we're going with this person.
I don't remember that. Could be, though. We were talking about soap operas, too. Wanted to get this in. You're a big fan of the soap operas.
I'm not a big fan
of the soap operas. You love the soap operas. You love the daytime afternoon soap operas. Well, the longest running show in television history, I believe it Meet the Press might have passed it, but this show started on radio, was The Guiding Light. People loved it. It was on every day till a few years ago. Canceled it. Well, the year it got canceled, Betty White, she was alive then. She was doing a stint on a soap.
Who's that?
No, that's not Betty White.
I was about to say.
No, that's not Betty White. At the day. It was a long time ago. No. Anyway, they did a tribute to Guiding Light at the Emmy Awards that year in which they were going on. Here's that tribute. Yeah, that's Betty White. Jeez Louise. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite actresses and one of TV's favorite people of all time, six-time Emmy winner, Betty White.
Well, do you know how to spoil a girl? And I use the word girl loosely. Thank you, Vanessa. I wish you'd put something on. I have been watching Guiding Light ever since it first went on the air in 1776. Well, actually, I was only three in 1776, so I didn't start watching it until 1789. But I've been a fan of the show for many decades. And when they told me it was going off the air this year, I got the same feeling of loss in my heart that I got when they took Balnettos off the market. All kidding aside, I am a huge fan. Guiding Light started on radio in 1937, and in 1952, while Guiding Light was still on radio, it became the first soap opera on television, and to this day has become the longest running drama in television and radio history. But, as the saying goes, all good things must come to an end. And my little speech will come to an end. As I proudly say, ladies and gentlemen, Guiding Light.
I wish that everybody had a chance to live in a town like this. A town where people really look after each other. Sometimes it's just a hello, or a smile, or a pat on the back. And sometimes it's something more. Sometimes it's saving each other's lives, or holding each other while we cry.
But you put on quite a show.
Papa Bauer, everything's getting worse, nothing is getting better, and I'm going to call Bill.
With its tales of family struggles through many generations, Guiding Light achieved television history that will never be matched again. It adapted its stories to the changing times and brought us unforgettable romance, emotional moments, and performances.
I'm myself the sweat of Springfield in this fun!
That's not good!
good enough for my daughter, and it's certainly not good enough for me.
Come on.
See you later, alligator. Say hi to your mom.
I love you!
Now it's time to bow. Curtains finally closing.
Guiding Light will broadcast its final show on Friday, September 18th, 2009, after almost 16,000 episodes. Its light may be dimmed, but its afterglow will live on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Guiding Light.
You know, 16,000 episodes, that's just a couple more than me and Ben Gelber have done.
That's a lot of episodes, you know, I don't know.
That's how I'm going to, I just learned how I'm going to end the broadcast here one day. I'm going to say, all good things must come to an end.
You know, 16,000 shows later, 16,000.
We broke history, it's time to go. We started out when people just used to whisper this broadcast. I'd sit in people's homes and I would do this show. That's how it started. Then we went to radio, and then we went to the internet, and now it's time to say goodbye. We did television, too, by the way.
What happened to that?
Well, all good things must come to an end.
Yeah.
You know, except everybody's dead, so it'd just be me up there in the end. Well, I might be dead by that point, too. That certainly would bring an end to the show.
Yeah, I suppose.
But unlike Guiding Light, though, we've never brought lesbianism to radio. Maybe it's time.
Well, I don't know how you, I don't know. How do you bring it out of you? How will you bring it there to radio?
Well, you just bring two women in and, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Have them kiss.
You gotta, like, put the mic, like, right up there so you can hear the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that groundbreaking, they'll call that? So that's groundbreaking stuff right there on that radio show. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. On our trivia question, Mary and Trish got it. They do. Don't say it. But they got it. Adam, are you still out there? Do you got it? They got it. I wonder if they Googled it.
Yep, never heard of it.
Oh, yeah, it was popular. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we've done it all this hour. Guiding Light, 227, Mighty Ben Gelber. Ben Gelber was on 46 years on Channel 4. Watch him tonight on Channel 4. Is he on tonight?
I don't watch the weather. I don't know.
46 years. My Lord. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm listening, Scott, but I don't know it. I need a clue.
Okay, we've got 9 minutes. Ask any question, and whatever the question is, I will answer it.
Well, I asked you, like, race of this the leading man that you're speaking of.
African-American.
Okay, so black male, approximately.
No, he wasn't black male, but he was an African-American.
Right, well, that essentially is the same thing as black.
Oh, I thought you said black male.
Well, black male.
Oh, a black male. Oh, I thought you said there was black male.
Black,
oh, okay,
black
excuse me.
Male.
I'm sorry,
black
misunderstood.
African American doesn't necessarily mean black. I assume you mean black for the race. But they aren't.
Wasn't that the question?
The
what's the difference, Adam?
Well, Elon Musk is from Africa, and he's white.
True.
And there are gray areas like Egypt. I mean, it's not... It's not always the same, although often it is.
But when I said African-American, did you think I meant Elon Musk?
No, but...
Ah, see, there we go.
I personally don't use that term, because I don't feel it's accurate.
Well, that's... listen, that doesn't matter.
I use black and white, and you know, white is not accurate.
But is black really accurate? Is black and white really accurate?
It's not, and white isn't accurate. It's
certainly not. No, you're right.
But it's the word. Those are the words that are used.
It is accurate for Elon Musk, though. Oddly, by the way, white is very accurate there.
Yeah, he's as pale as I am. I mean, they're just short words and easier to say. But yeah, you mean a black male person.
No, like a black postman. Is that what you're saying?
But I can't think of, you know, which gentleman would be the answer. You said
Mary is saying she did not Google it.
Yeah, Mary is a knowledgeable person. I'm sure she knew it. I wish I knew it because I'm trying to rack my brain and I can't think of who.
Well,
it
with
might
the
be.
Hints, two people got it so far.
Right, and I mean, it was, again, it wasn't Whitman, Mayo, and Grady. We should discuss that one. I mean, that was a one-word
title.
No,
it was not, Grady.
He wasn't on every show. He was on many shows.
Right.
But I mean, just like with Fish, who obviously is what was
not
white.
Fish.
But,
no.
There are some elements of correctness, but that isn't the right answer.
Yes.
Can you give me another clue? Something that, once I hear it, Scott, I'm going to...
Ask the person's name, and that'll clue it right in.
I'm going to bang my head against the wall once I hear the answer.
Ask another question.
My knowledge of that era is pretty good. It's not as good as the music, but it's pretty good.
Okay, go ahead. Ask another question.
Well, we got the race and the gender and the age range.
Uh-huh.
You said it's a comedy. The network's not really going to help because I don't know all the networks.
It was on a network, but it
person has passed away in the last 10 years. He's been on your show.
Yep, multiple times. Television and radio, by the way. Thank you.
Can you give another show that he was on?
As a character?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that's kind of a big clue.
Yeah, that would give it away. But okay, another network show.
I mean, once I know it, Scott, I'm going to be kicking myself because I should know this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I've given you several answers that are close. Again, Fish, for example, met some of the qualifications, not all of them. And he's Abe Vigoda was on the show, and he has passed away. But I can't think of who it might be. Can you at least name another show this guy was on? That's probably going to help me.
You know, it's interesting. You are going to kick yourself because Trish just told us what gave her the answer, and I did not think about it. But this is a big. Big hit.
Well, yeah, Trish, I even met Trish once. I delivered a prize to her. She's a very nice lady and a great listener to the station.
That's true.
Yes.
Yes,
what
it's true.
What would you give away for Trish?
Well, it's going to give it away. I mean, it's almost like I just might as well tell you.
Well, what helped Trish find the answer?
Listening to the station.
Well, he's been on the station. You already said that.
Right. But
I've not gone through like a list of all the celebrity interviews. I mean, I've not done any searching. If I'm going to know this, Scott, it's going to come off the top of my head because I should know this.
Right.
So, can you give me another show the guy was on? Something else without giving me the answer, something which might help me. Because I should know this. I'm not happy with myself. Once I hear it, I'm going to say, "Duh."
Pacific Station.
What? Pacific Station?
Yes.
Is that a TV show?
That was a TV show, yes. A
I've
network TV show, yes.
Pacific Station?
Yes, Pacific Station.
I've never heard of that show.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear
about
it.
Never heard of the show Pacific Station.
Well, there was. It was a TV show called Pacific Station.
Well, nothing that I used to watch.
Well, the other show that this person was in, it was called The Blank Show. It was their name. I can't say that one.
Is it the man has a two-word name, right?
Right.
Not like Kreskin. I mean,
no, not
for
Kreskin.
Example, or
right.
Madonna or Cher. Although Madonna and Cher have last names, they don't really use them. But Kreskin, I'm not really sure what
it's.
Real
it's
name
a it's
is.
A it's a name.
Right. So it's the. So it is a black male, age approximately 35 to 60. The other show he was in is the blank blank show.
Yep, there was. Well, that wasn't the popular one, but there was a show, network television, that came after. He did the one show. It's because of that show, there was a spinoff. The spinoff was his most popular show. Then he got offered another show when the spinoff went off. That was called The Blank Blank Show. His name.
I'm gonna put a, I'm going to.
Then there was a show called Pacific Station that was not that popular, but that was another one.
Not of it. I never watched it.
Yep, 1991 on NBC Pacific Station.
You watch too much TV.
That was a good show. I remember the
Can
good
you name
ones.
A, name a co-star on the other show. I mean, the first show that the non-spinoff, a co-star
on Pacific Station.
I never heard of that show.
Yeah, it was a good show. He was the star that
I'm so got it. I'm kind of aggravated because I really should know this.
Well, the only other show, this might give it away because this show was actually on a couple years. The only other show they were on was a show called Sports Night.
I never heard of that one either. Sports Night?
Yeah, I think that was the only other network show they were ever on.
I never heard of Sports Night either.
Well, that was on ABC for a couple years.
Sports Night. Gosh, I wish I knew. I mean, it's obviously not Bill Cosby. There was nothing called the Bill Cosby Show. It was Cosby. I mean, obviously it wasn't.
I think there
Bill
was
Cosby.
A Bill Cosby Show, but it's not.
Yeah, he's had so many different shows with similar titles, but that's
well, this person had the original, then they had the spinoff, then they had the blank blank show, then they had Pacific Station, then they had Sports Night.
I mean, this guy is not as big of a star as, say, Bill Cosby, but I would know who he is, certainly.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, he's not a super, super superstar, but certainly well-known.
Sure, absolutely.
He was in all kinds of stuff.
Oh, he was in a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's no hidden actor.
No, I...
He did a voice in a very popular Disney movie. Yep. Hugely popular.
Well, it's not Dick Gregory.
No, not Dick Gregory, nope.
Not someone I've met, someone you've had on the phone, as a phone guest, right?
Right.
You've never, have you met him in person?
No, but I did have him on via Skype on my television show, and if you would Google it when this is over, the person's name and myself, you'll come up with two television episodes with them.
Right. Yeah, and I said, I thought of Bill Macy earlier. That's obviously not it, but I mean, Maud is one word, but he was only on one episode of All, it's not
one?
All in the Family related.
That's the original show. That's the original show. That,
I see. Okay.
That's the show that got spun off.
I see.
Yeah, I'm going to kick myself, Scott, and I know it's 10 o'clock there. I'm sorry. I mean, I really should know this. There's no excuse. I claim to be this walking encyclopedia of 70s and 80s.
Well, Adam? I'm gonna let somebody call in and give the correct answer because I know Mary's listening.
I will
listening.
Hang up and I will listen.
All right, here we go.
So if you look to the west and hear somebody kicking himself, you know that it's me.
All right, here we go. All right, somebody call in with the correct answer. I know Trish has it, and I know Mary has it. Who's going to get to the phone quick enough? 740-383-9944. But the show you just pulled up was the show that got spun off. He was spun off from that show.
Critically acclaimed, says the
Critically
says the
acclaimed. Cult. It became a cult thing. The original show was a cult thing. And I think better than the spinoff. But the spinoff did run longer, and the spinoff was more popular. Had higher ratings. So,
I think ratings make a whole lot of sense sometimes.
Well, they did in those days, because that's how you measured if a show was popular or not. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, are you talking about the guy that played Benson?
Benson, that's it, Robert Guillaume.
Adam couldn't get that with all those clues.
Well, which one gave it to you?
All of them. I mean, it just added up to it was Benson, and you've interviewed him, so.
And do you remember the show that Benson spun off of?
No.
Soap.
Soap, yeah.
Soap. Which was not as popular as Benson and didn't run as long.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And the reason it gave it to Trish, because Benson, Robert Guillaume's on the top of every hour. That's why listening to this station helped her.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I've heard him a lot.
Yep, all right. Well, we're going to let Adam call up real quick for a minute to say goodnight and see what he has to say now that it's been out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, Adam, call in. We got 1 minute left, and you can say now that the cat is out of the bag, it was Benson, Robert Guillaume. Okay, come on, Adam, call in here real quick before so we can wrap this up. Matt's got a guest. Is that thunder, or are they letting out fireworks?
I think it's fireworks.
Is it fireworks? I couldn't tell. 740-383-9944. All right, Adam, do you have any parting words tonight? Robert Guillaume, Benson. Yeah, Benson was... See, everybody even calls him Benson. They don't call him Robert Guillaume.
You know, I've listened to the Top of the Hour so many times, I feel like I could almost quote some of the things verbatim that yeah. played on
what
the
What does Robert Guillaume say? Do you know what he says?
Well, you ask him, well, Benson was a housekeeper, but what was he to you? And he was like, well, he was my grandmother, for one.
You're right. Go ahead, caller.
You hear me kicking myself, Scott? I mean, come on. And I'm a big fan of his, too.
I was right.
A great guest, too.
Was I not right?
But that's often the way it is. It's at it's like the top of your head, the tip of your nose, so to speak. And you try, and you just think too hard when it's like, duh, who else would it be?
Yep.
Everything fits into place. And I never really watched soap. I watched Benson.
Benson was more popular than Soap. Soap was only on 5 years. Yeah. Benson was on 8.
And the supporting actors I loved, you know, Inga Swenson, she died recently. The governor was hilarious. Clayton. You remember, yeah, I talked about René Auberjonois, who was born the same day I was, June 1st, who recently passed away. Remember I asked if you'd ever had him on the show, and you said no, but a great actor? I mean, that's the reason. It's like it's so obvious. I wasn't thinking of someone that I would know of so well. I was thinking of something more obscure. Whereas all these connections.
And there it goes.
You remember when I found out René Auberjonois, who played Clayton, had died, and I said he was also born June 1st, like I was, and I asked you about him on the show, you said, no, but great actor. I think
right.
You remember that.
Yep.
I mean, this is like, it's so obvious. Look, I'll kick myself, but it happened. Just like on Wednesday when I said Sarah Palin was the first female nominee for VP, it was Ferraro. Even though I worked on Ferraro's campaign, and I was a big fan and still am, that's often the way it is. You just think too. I had that problem, as you know. I just think too hard, and the most obvious answer just escapes me. But it's okay. It was a great question, and I'll remember in the future, and I'll get over it. That's just how my brain works sometimes.
It was good. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
All right, Matt Morgan coming up next with the Declaration of Independence. Try to top this. Thanks for Ben Gelber for coming on the show. 46 years. Congratulations at NBC4. Scott Spears for this night, heading for the dugout.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
The Talking Place.